Let's talk to Bob Bigelow about UFOs. Bob, I hope I didn't exaggerate by saying that you've probably put more of your own money into UFO research than any person in history, but you've certainly put a lot into it. And I'm just wondering if, from this vantage point, has it been worth it? Do we know something that we didn't know before?
Well, I think for me personally, it has been worth it. The topic is the entire area of anomalous phenomena, which includes things that are, in addition to aerial phenomena, such as aspects of human consciousness that survive bodily death. This whole giant area is a extraordinary area to research and think about. And, of course, mankind has been doing it probably from day one. But for me personally, I have absolutely, not only no regrets, but I still continue to invest monies or spend monies. Maybe invest isn't the right word. But I still continue to support research and to pursue inquiry into the UFO topic.
The last time you were here, you used this platform to announce the creation of BASS. And, you said, hey, I've got sponsors involved, there are other parties, and we're going to fund UFO research. One of the areas you went into was helping out MUFON. And I know that many of our listeners are aware that there's a lot of controversy now about that relationship. Some allegations made about you being the secret government, that you and John Alexander, they seem to link the two of you together, joined at the hip kind of a thing because of an association a long time ago, that you're both spooky and mysterious. And I want you to address those in general terms to begin with.
Well, it sounds romantic, maybe. Peter Sellers did a movie one time where he was accused of being a jewel thief. And he was finally arrested. He wasn't the jewel thief. It was David Niven, I think, in this movie.
Pink Panther, yeah.
But it became so glamorous, and he's being hauled away in the back seat of this car, and he's got this smile on his face because he has fans that think that he was the great jewel thief, And so he kind of liked that. But the fact is that it's about research, and that's what I've devoted myself to, is helping other people in research and trying to gather information where I think that maybe I can help, maybe make a small contribution in making a difference and trying to understand a small little sliver hair of what's going on, and that's where I'm coming from.
With regard to MUFON, I mean, in some ways, you could have predicted this. You've supported the different UFO organizations over the years, and they always seem to go at each other with knives and fists and want to beat everybody else up. You had to know that there would be problems along the way.
Well, I'm an optimist, and so I, I have funded most of the folks that I have supported have been worth it, and it provides substance. The research that I have supported over the years has really added to confirming the substance of reality and the truth of things. Whether it's been crop circle research or cattle mutilations or abductions, I've been involved in all those different areas to try to satisfy curiosity, my own curiosity, and also to provide some support for research and trying to gather more information. Some of that research has wound up being published and helping people to formulate their own opinions and positions.
John Alexander, as you mentioned, was here last week, and years ago he was an advisor, was associated with your other organization, NIDS, the National Institute for Discovery Science. John expressed the opinion last week that disclosure has basically already happened, although there have been secrets that have been kept by the government in the past, that there is no disclosure that's imminent because there's no controlling organization like an MJ-12 within the government. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think there's a more than a semantical difference between the words confirmation and disclosure. At least I look at them differently. I look at disclosure as being more thorough, more complete, more revealing, where I look at confirmation as being more superficial. So if you were to have a government official or somebody say, yes, this phenomena is real, we are confirming the reality of the phenomena, but we are not able to confirm much of anything. We don't know who or how or where they're coming from. You know, the confirmation to me implies a greater depth of revelation, of revealing something.